Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. It's time for Hoppy in the
Morning. And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Pastor. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He is the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's up, Hoppy Hour? I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. You can always call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If this is your first time listening to the show, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and I am the host of this award-winning show. On this show, we talk about celebrity news and dating and sex, and sometimes we even talk about politics and sports. This is a show, is a morning show in a podcast format. You'd never know where I'm going to go. One second, we could be talking about baseball for some reason, like we're going to in a second, or we could be talking about the WNBA, or we could be talking about Miley Cyrus. Alrighty. I see this in the news here, and I find this absolutely, positively fascinating. First of all, I've never been a guy that likes to gamble. I think it's an utter waste of money. I don't think anything good comes from it. I get it's an addiction, and sometimes people have addictions. I get it, but I just don't see the point in it. You see over and over again that nothing ever good comes out of gambling, yet people keep doing it. But on one hand, you look at people that gamble and you go, hey, maybe that's a hobby for them and it's fun. I don't think it is, but you can look at it and go, hey, maybe it's a bonding experience with their friends. Hey, let's do a parlay. Let's use the Hard Rock app if you're in America. I'm not sure how the gambling goes in the UK, but you can look at it and go, that's fun. But if you are a professional athlete and you are gambling during a game, you might be the dumbest person of all time because you have a job that people would dream of, which is playing professional sports. You were born with this skill that people literally wish they had. They literally play video games about it and watch sports because a lot of times people wish they had that opportunity. And you had that guy, I think his name was Jonte, who played for the Toronto Raptors, who got banned and he was making $1 million a year. And then you have this guy. I love how they say MLB star. Like whenever there's a headline about a player in like TMZ or the Daily Mail, every time it says star. Like this just in, not everybody is a star. If you keep using that word over and over again, then it's just pretty much, you know, an overused word because it is the player to Capitito Jose Marcano. Now, I know I probably said that incorrectly, but honestly, does his name need to be said correctly? He has been banned from baseball. He had a batting average of .217, 5 home runs, and 34 RBIs. Oh, yeah, he's a real superstar. Oh, yeah, he's out there killing it in the MLB. MLB, quote-unquote, star Marcano is banned for life after betting on baseball as the sport is struck by another gambling scandal. MLB permanently banned San Diego Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano on Tuesday for betting on sports. The league also suspended 4 other players for 1 year after finding the players placed unrelated sports bets with a legal sports book. Marcano was found to have placed 387 baseball bets, including 231 MLB-related wagers between 2022 and 2023, totaling over $150,000. I mean, not trying to sound rude, but you are a dummy. You're not very smart. I don't get this. I don't get gambling. Like, I've never seen somebody gamble and be happy. I get it's an addiction. I totally get it, but it doesn't ever feel like anything good ever happens in the end. You know what I mean? You never hear a good story. I mean, even the book or even the movie Uncut Gems, there's an unhappy ending to that movie with Adam Sandler. Because guess what? Tuca Pita Marcano, he was making $700,000 a year. Most Americans are struggling to get by. And you have this guy betting on sports. I mean, how much of an imbecile are you? You literally have everything that anybody could ever have. And you go, no, I'm going to waste it by betting on sports. Get the hell out of here. It just feels like common sense is something from the past. It just feels like common sense is something that will never be back ever again. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I see this here. Rasheed Wallace from the 2004 championship Detroit Pistons says that they would beat the 2017 Warriors. Draymond Green from that team fires back. Here's the thing. Honestly, if you are comparing eras in sports for debates, that might be the most lazy hack thing I have ever heard. I have been seeing it over and over recently, and I feel like it began when LeBron James joined the National Basketball Association 21 going on 22 years ago, where it's like Michael Jordan versus LeBron. Michael Jordan versus LeBron, when Kobe was closer to being Jordan than LeBron and Kobe was a better player. I said it. Here's the thing. Talking about sports like that and debating that is for people that have nothing to talk about. And when you're Rasheed Wallace and you're not really talked about anymore, yeah, you have a lot of fans and you were a great player for the Pistons, but nobody's going, oh, what's Rasheed Wallace up to? It's absolute nonsense. I just don't get in sports journalism. I think it's because of Stephen A. Smith and the yelling he does and him being on First Take, but it feels like everything in sports has to be an argument. It's either betting or an argument. And I don't get it. Absolute nonsense. Sports is supposed to be this fun thing that takes our mind off of life. It's supposed to be this fun outlet to go, hey, let's appreciate life. Let's do some fun things. But no, everybody has to go out and get angry about it. And here's what's funny. Unless you're one of the people being paid a lot of money on sports radio or TV to talk about sports, you're getting mad over a parasocial relationship where there are people you'll never meet unless you go to some convention. You know what I'm saying? You're literally getting mad about people that make millions of dollars. And I know sports is a way to not think about life. And honestly, sometimes sports is a resemblance of life. But if you're getting furious over people that are making hundreds of millions of dollars sometime, you might need to think over your life, to be honest. Honestly, I'm just saying, it's absolute nonsense. Why would you get mad about sports in this short lifetime that we have? When you're on your deathbed, you're going to go, oh my God, I wasted all this money on sports and I used to get furious over it. It's absolute nonsense. Maybe I'm wrong. Let me know. I don't think I'm wrong. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. If you're listening in Detroit, Missouri, if you're listening in Tampa Bay, Fort Myers, or the UK, hi, this is Hoppy Hour, and we're about to take a quick commercial break. So if you're listening on the radio, do not touch that radio dial. If you want to hear more of my show, search up HOPPE Radio. And if you're listening on a podcasting platform, keep on listening. We have a lot coming up. For all the info on the show, my social media is at Ryan Hoppe Radio, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E Radio. And also, it's RyanHoppeRadio.com. We will be right back.
RyanHoppeRadio.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Alrighty. I have this thing on my show. I'm building it as a morning radio show with a podcast format. And my ultimate goal is to play 2000s throwbacks while having, you know, talk show segments in between. So if you don't feel like for some reason listening to some really good music that I'm playing, all you have to do is skip forward 4 minutes and 14 seconds. But I'm very much in love with this song. It's been around for 16 years. It's with Soundmaster T, who's from Chicago, and Twista and Dude and M that are from Chicago. Tifa, Arrogant, and Ja Rista. This is Do It Like My Birthday. We will be right back on Hoppe Hour. Hang on. Do not touch that computer dial. The computer dial is made it up. Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius, birthday November 27. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking to be flaming and torching them with the bullshit they handing out. Pull a twist and make a wish and blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Blow the candles out. Sagittarius, birthday November 27. Do it like that until I end up in money heaven. They be thinking to be flaming and torching them with the bullshit they handing out. Pull a twist and make a wish and blow the candles out. Pull an all white phantom out. I'ma kill them with the pants and the shirt and the shoes and the hat with the shades and the chain and the watch is the reason I be standing now. That's where ice and spin that cake while I take the icing off the cake. Uh-huh. It's Twista B-Day, y'all. Come on, everybody, put your cover, celebrate with me. Do it like my birthday. Come on. Do it like my birthday. Yeah. Do it like my birthday. All day.
She gon' bring me my cheddar. This just the beginning, it only gets better. Now wear my hat, now wear my shirt. We'll never do it like the last day on earth. And if you really want to spill on the deal, you will sound like a mug. Yeah, fly in the mug. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday. Do it like my birthday.
It's going down, man. Bag matching Gucci pumps, shoes matching the belt, skirt matching the blouse, chain matching the ring. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, I got so many haters. Why is so many hating? Sick like a mental patient. I floss like a dentist patient. Sick of testing my patience. Sick of working my nerves. I'm getting spending that money like the first and the third.
Laying on gated skin, blowing cushion the wind, just like hey, yeah. Popping no tags, the visas busting the sag. I'm a whip it when I'm going hard to get a gone mad chop. Models all around me, so I'm buying up the bar. I'm a hood star and I'm partying like a rock star. Only at my pick game, meaning you can't upgrade me, mommy. I'm the guap green king, like do it like my, 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 do it like my birthday. Every day, do it like my birthday. Do it, do it, do it. What we say around here, choked out, bling with the fresh gear. Keep it cock, snake skin, buck 50 hat, candy painted, old school, rolling around in four flats. Hit the liquor store, mix the Remy with the Dro, rolling on the 94, looking for them sexy. Oh, I'm falling with Kelly, cause I'm a flirt. Fucking VIP, I'm a dime, I got a stretch.
Hey, look, I do it like my birthday. I do it like it hurts. Hey, okay. Watching these bad just to do it in the worst way. I'm a winner, mama. I am in the first place. Catch me on the dance floor throwing up my birthplace. I'm an animal. I woke up on a Monday and subsequently I ain't go to sleep till it was Thursday. This is a shot of Patron and blow a birthday. Get up with a bitch and take her home on the first day. Burger King, mama, you can have it your way, or I can bring another bitch and y'all can do it her way. Hotel room, do not disturb way. That's how I'ma do it when I do it like my birthday.
Game presents a tale of longing and long-lasting.
Yeah, this following segment has been brought to you by Mitra-9.com, M-I-T-R-A-9.com, the best kava in Kratom around. If you go to checkout and use keyword H-O-P-P-E, Hoppy, you can save 20%.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And this show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care what identity and what gender you identify as long as you're listening to Hoppy Hour, that's all that matters. We have absolutely, positively so much to get into. So let's get into it right now on Hoppy Hour. I am sick and tired of the state here in America. Now, I'm not sure how this works in the UK, so let me know. But I am sick and tired of everybody here in America, all these states telling people how they can do social media. And what I mean by that is you have these states telling people, oh, you can't do social media if you are underage. I think that should be the choice of the parents or the guardians and not of the dirty, rotten, you know, scumbag politicians. But hey, maybe that's just me.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Take it away, Good Morning America, as New York, which is already a scumbag state that everyone's leaving, they have this to do.
New York State set to restrict social media as the state prepares to propose a first of its kind law. Rebecca Jarvis is here to explain what it could mean for parents. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
I love how they're making new laws up there when they should be either lowering taxes or make that place more livable. Why do you think all the New Yorkers are moving to Florida?
George, and this comes amid a growing youth mental health crisis, and it's part of a larger trend with a number of states cracking down, including Florida and California, as lawmakers attempt to prevent social media giants from serving children and teens manipulative, addictive, and dangerous content.
This morning, lawmakers in New York are gearing up to crack down on social media, working to propose a first-of-its-kind law aiming to protect kids under 18. The bill would ban social media companies from using algorithms to curate what minors see. Algorithms, critics say, can show addictive and violent or sexually explicit content.
They're dealing with the negative effects on mental health that is driven by social media.
Now, I do agree that they shouldn't be seeing sexual content, but this just feels like a power trip from NYC.
Addictive algorithms that bombard users, creating literally addictions.
The measure would instead force apps to show content in chronological order to users under 18. It would also ban apps from sending alerts to children between midnight and 6 a.m. unless their parents opt in, and it would
This just feels like such a power trip from the politicians. There is so much that needs to be improved in America, and you're literally focusing on social media. That is absolutely positively nonsense.
Prohibit selling their data. The proposal is likely to face legal challenges and is already raising concerns over free speech.
Literally, I know there's always the debate about free speech and blah, 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 but this literally should not be happening. You literally have no rent control in New York City. You had that DA, Sandra, up in, I think, Monroe County that literally drove home and has more power than the cops and didn't pull over for a speeding ticket. You have all these corrupt politicians. But hey, let's focus on social media. What are we doing here?
This is regulating social media companies has become an issue nationwide. The state of Utah is now suing TikTok over what officials claim are virtual strip clubs. The lawsuit claims the app's TikTok Live feature leads to the sexual solicitation and exploitation of minors.
Listen, you can be whatever religion you want to be in life, but I love how Utah is talking about the dirty content on TikTok when literally they have multiple wives over there and they have all the scandals that come from Utah. Like, maybe you should
work on yourself.
Just saying.
Users are able to gift virtual currency to live streamers, which critics say can allow adults to engage with minors for illicit acts.
I deleted my TikTok account. I had it since 2021. I was dating this Gen Z girl and she got me into it. And at some point, I just got sick of it. I literally went, why am I doing this? I literally looked at it and I was like, this is absolutely positively nonsense. And they also pick and choose what should be shown. Like if you have a beautiful girl in a video, you get 10,000 views. But when you have a podcaster, maybe 5 views. A little biased if you ask me. Just saying.
TikTok insists it has policies in place to protect children.
The bill is still being finalized now.
I have this rule on my show. If I'm bored, you're bored. So we are going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this here. And listen, I like going to comic book conventions. I think it's fun, blah, 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 da, da, da. But the thing with comic book conventions is it's a lot of edgelords. And if you're listening and you don't know what that means, it means someone that like is edgy and offensive to be offensive. Like a lot of people that use social media and have anonymous accounts and say mean things to people or that go on internet forums and Reddit. And this right here is a disgusting act. At this comic book con, this guy wore a helicopter crash outfit of Kobe Bryant. A man who attended a recent comic convention in China wore a Kobe Bryant helicopter crash costume to the event. As you can imagine, it sparked a lot of outrage here in the U.S. I mean, honestly, I don't care what you think about Kobe Bryant. He wasn't really the best guy ever. He's my favorite player of all time. But I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he did a lot of bad things. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be an edgelord and go there and do all these offensive things and that it should be allowed. I mean, someone died that day. And I get that not everybody has empathy. I 100% get it. I get it. I get that not everybody is a good person, but it's creepy. Like, how unhappy are you in your life that you're going, you know what? I think I'm going to make fun of someone dying in a helicopter crash. Like, I was listening to a Kobe Bryant interview with Patrick Bet David from Valuetainment out of West Palm Beach. It's like the next big podcast. And they're killing it right now. It's a little conservative, but whatever. And it was an interview with Kobe from like 5 years ago. And I was like, this guy died in a helicopter crash. Like, it's so awful to think about what they were thinking when they were about to die that it creeps me out to the core, to my heart, to think about the fact that they were like, we're going to die. Now, I get that maybe Kobe Bryant shouldn't have been up in the air that day, but we're all going to die of something. I just find it fascinating when people are awful human beings. It's really hard to explain. It's because of my ADHD and my bipolar, but I feel things very deeply. And like, I cried when Kobe died. Kobe was my favorite player growing up. I loved the 2010 NBA Finals. They were down 3-2 to the Celtics and they ended up winning. And I'm from Chicago, so I have some memories, of Kobe Bryant, but I don't have a ton of memories. And the thing about it is he reminded me of Michael Jordan, and it was just, it was a good vibe, you know? It really took me back to a time where I was 5 years old, and it made me feel like I was a kid again. And to think that not everybody is a good person, like I said, is crazy. Before we go to break, I'm going to play this clip of this buzzer beater of Kobe. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! Ha-ha! He banks in the three! And he clearly got it off in time. What a tough shot, banking in the three.
If you want to see the visual of it, type in Kobe Bryant Miami buzzer beater. We're going to play it one more time.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in!
I remember it was a Friday night and everybody in high school was out partying and I was watching Kobe Bryant, which I was fine with. All right, we're about to take a break. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We will be right back on
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
All righty. Like I say with each segment, if you don't feel like listening to this rap song, you can skip forward 5 minutes, but I'm just trying to bring a good vibe to the show, bring a party. Have this be a mix of a talk show mixed with hip hop. And I'm going to play this song, Watch Them Roll by Sean Paul.
Watch you yell them roll, 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 watch you yell them roll.
All in it, all in it, all in it, all in it. Report to the dance floor, tick tock, tick tock, just bounce it, bounce it. Y'all don't stop, just bounce it, bounce it. Break that part, just bounce it, bounce it. Rock out, get hardcore, tick tock, tick tock, just spin it and grind it. 10 man a watch, 2 1 blind, two them not stop, look for how you a time it. Shake that booty, baby, turn it round and round. Spin it, win it, take it low and make it touch the ground. Such a cutie, baby, let me see you roll. Spin it, win it, girl, and make me wanna take you home.
Watch it, girl, and roll. Watch it, girl, and roll.
Spin it, win it, take it low and make it touch the ground.
Wild motherfucking fuck, wild motherfucking fuck.
Yeah, we are young moolah. I'm colossal fool, and y'all niggas just molecules. Don't know how to build a house, but I got a box of tools. I'm talking about that pop pop pep pep baby black a boom. Good as fortune, the group I'm in say va va boom. Then they go pew, nigga I'm gone, I see you soon. On the moon, put me in the dirt and watch me bloom. Put me in the jungle, bet I'm coming back with all the food. Put me in the streets and bet I'm coming back with money. You can earn it, yeah.
Running, no, I got my
This following segment has been brought to you by the best Delta 8 CBD honey around at dzbzhoney.com. If you're looking for something to have while sitting on the couch, trust me, I'm a man of my words. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy, 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you are listening on the radio, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and this is Hoppy Hour. It's a mix of celebrity news, dating, and just a lot of fun. And if you're listening to the podcast, I appreciate you for continuing to listen. Alrighty, I saw this in the news, and before I even get into this news with Alec Baldwin, I find it absolutely, positively ridiculous. I find it out of this world that this guy is pretty much just getting away with what happened. Now, I know that it wasn't all his fault that Helena Hudgens passed away 3 years ago, but it's an utter disgrace that he's being offered a reality show. Now, I used to hate on the Kardashians and other celebrities because I was trying to be funny when I was 20 years old. And I was also probably projecting my insecurity that I was a virgin and I really wanted to, you know, have fun. And I didn't lose my V card out of my wallet till I was 21. But I am proud to say that I despise everything Alec Baldwin represents. He got into a fight with that dude when he got into that car crash or whatever. He treats everybody awfully, and he has no remorse for anything he's ever done. And what drives me nuts is that Alec Baldwin will always get away with everything. Alec Baldwin represents the rich and elite that always gets protected. And listen, I'm not really a big fan of guns. I think if people carry guns around with them, there's a sort of overcompensation and like fake tough guy energy. Like I know people that... I go to these things called kava bars, which if you're in the UK, look it up, but don't believe the negative hype. It's like a plant that you drink that relaxes you. And there's people that'll bring guns in their pocket to like this kava bar. And it's like, really? Not necessary. You're not impressing anybody. You're not a tough guy. So I'm not the biggest fan of guns, but I loved how Alec Baldwin on Twitter was always hating on guns. And then he ended up taking Helena Hudgens' life. Well, I see this here. Alec Baldwin is getting a reality show with wife and kids amid Rust trial. And what I despise about this is they're not going to even show any of the bad sides of Alec Baldwin. You know that this show is going to be very pro Alec Baldwin. It's going to make him look amazing because he's so awesome and great. It's ridiculous. I hate how he's protected. It's one of the most unfair things about life is that the rich and elite are always protected. It's a very unspoken thing that people don't want to talk about. Alec Baldwin, this is from TMZ, is about to head to reality TV. This while he's also about to head to court and face manslaughter charges, which could land him in prison. Talk about bizarre timing, right? He's not going to prison. Alec Baldwin is absolutely, positively getting away with it. Now, everybody is talking about how Trump had those 34 charges. If someone like Trump, who is rich and elite, is potentially going to prison, every rich and elite person should have that chance to go to prison, including Baldwin. Alec Baldwin and his family, including his wife, Hilaria Baldwin, which, by the way, we seem to just forget that she was pretending to be Spanish when she's from a rich neighborhood in Boston. That sociopath. Get out of here. There is a new show that's going to be called The Baldwins that will air on TLC in 2025. Ugh. honestly, if you're going to watch that show, you do not have a good taste in entertainment. If you are going out there to watch the Alec Baldwin show, please don't talk to me. Please don't be my friend. I want you to listen to the show, but trust me, you're not worth my time. All right. This is a clip from TMZ, the 30-mile zone, I believe is what it is, with the update on the new show. It's the promo.
It's your best to stand up straight. Because otherwise I'm going to look like I'm taller than you, and you already said I was short.
So it shows Hilaria Baldwin and Alec talking back and forth with that annoying voice she has. No wonder she was pretending to be Spanish. Her normal voice is very annoying.
Hi, I'm Alec Baldwin.
And I'm Hilaria Baldwin. And we have an announcement. Let me do the answer. Hi, I'm Hilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
Good God, no.
No, definitely not. We're done having kids. Bye.
Sit down.
It shows seven kids around him. Man, I got a vasectomy because I never want kids, and sometimes I regret it, but then I hear this noise and I go, nope.
Sit down.
This is about our show.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy.
You know, the bad parts they're going to show of Alec will be very, you know, deadpan, and will be very scripted, where it'll be like, hey, go to your room. They're not going to actually show the bad parts of Alec. They're going to be the bad parts that he allows the team to edit in. No wonder Alec Baldwin's such a miserable person. This is what he has to listen to. He's making movies all day, which is a lot of work, and then he has to go home to this. Kids, if there was ever a reason to wear protection, it's this.
Home is the place we love to be most. You say we are the bold. We are the bold.
No, we are the bold ones. We all gotta say it.
Here we go. One, two, three.
We are the Baldwins.
I now get why Alec Baldwin is the way he is. Honestly, I used to hate on him. Maybe it was unfair. Do you hear how awful that sounded? His wife sounds so, like, you know, just over the top. And then you have all the screaming kids. Honestly, I'm working on this flaw that I have where I judge people. And usually I'm correct about energy. But man, maybe I was hating on Alec Baldwin a little bit too much. I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, world famous golfer Rory McIlroy just got a divorce, and he was seen at the Canadian Open, and he hugged this really pretty CBS reporter post-interview, and people are wondering if they're dating. And it kind of reminds me of when Jimmy Butler and Rachel Nichols did that interview during COVID, and there's rumors that they had a fling, and they look very flirtatious and happy. And there's pictures of it on TMZ.com. And first of all, Rory McIlroy, I remember watching him when he won the Masters like 14 years ago, and I've always been a fan. I'm not really a big fan of golf because I think it's boring. But honestly, I love how TMZ will post these articles about Rory McIlroy like dating a news reporter. Like, whoa, that's such breaking news. And I know I just talked about it, so I gave the article attention, but you know what I mean. Like, people are like, oh my goodness, a professional athlete has game and was able to date somebody? No way, Jose. Ridiculous. A lot of people that write those articles, I think, are just jealous that they don't have the game, because that reporter was very pretty. And honestly, they are consenting adults. So if they want to go out and date, they should be allowed to. Now, I'm not sure what CBS Sports would think about her potentially dating, you know, a professional athlete, but that's none of our business. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you are listening on the radio, don't touch that dial and keep listening to the amazing programming on this very station. If you want to hear more of my show, search up HOPPE Radio on all major platforms. And if you're listening on the podcasting platform, we're on all of them, Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, all 15 of them, iHeartRadio. Keep listening. I'm on all social media at Ryan Hoppy Radio. That is Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and whatnot. and go to my website, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And like I say, I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. Life is very hard. It goes by very slow, but also very fast. And growing up, talk radio would always put me in a good mood. So that's what I aim to do here. I aim to put you guys in a good mood, and I aim to cheer you guys up. So always let me know what you think about the show. All right, we will be right back on Happy Hour after this. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Alrighty, if you don't feel like listening to this song, skip forward 4.5 minutes. But here is a band called Sol de Jour. They only had 2 hits, and they were out in 2001, and they sound like a knockoff Daft Punk. But it's one of my favorite songs. It's called Here We Go Again. We will be right back on Happy Hour. Keep listening.
This song, such a good vibe.
Guess what?
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, being Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. I'm a man of my words when I tell you that they are just an amazing place. Rich Keeley is my favorite barber. I've been going to him for 4 years now. It's crazy how fast time has gone. And he gives me the most amazing haircuts. but you have to sign up ahead of time. You can't just go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? You got to go to richkbarber.com and sign up.
Hey, here we go.
And when you go there, here we go again. When you go there and you tell Rich that you heard about it on Happy Hour, he will hook you up with a great deal.
Hey, here we go again.
All right. We are going to go back into Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
Or chat him. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if you're listening on the radio, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is my award-winning podcast. If you're listening to my podcast and you've been listening for the last 47 minutes, I appreciate it. Now, if you're listening on the radio and you want to hear more about me, just go to every platform and search up Hoppy Radio. But right now, we're going to talk a little political, not too political, because I don't actually vote here in America. I don't believe in politicians. I despise them. I know they don't care about me and whatnot, and I think life's too short to get mad about it. But supposedly, the stress of the conviction for Trump has been impacting his health. Before I get to this, I just want to say, all his diehard fans, it's okay to think that he is a better option than Biden. As an American, you have that right. But to think that he's a good person or whatnot, you're just falling for the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Would a good person really cheat on their pregnant wife that they're taking advantage of already with a porn star? Just saying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Here we go on Happy
Hour. Is the stress of his conviction taking a toll on Trump's health?
He's not a very healthy guy to begin with. He doesn't eat well. He doesn't sleep.
Yeah, you saw that picture of him and his son in the room waiting for the conviction hearing, waiting for to find out what was going to happen. And they were eating like junk food.
He's not a very healthy guy to begin with. He doesn't eat well. He doesn't sleep well.
Jack O'Donnell is a former executive with the Trump Organization.
When I saw him during the trial, you could just see the stress. And he's now a convicted felon.
It really is weird to think that he's a felon. I just hope they go after all the other politicians.
Looking at the possibility of jail time, you know, that stress combined with his really poor physical health, to me is a recipe for disaster. The whole posture, the slouched look, he looked physically beat to me.
Trump always looks slouched when he's in a bad mood. Like whenever he's doing his bombastic speeches, he looks very supermanly and like, oh my goodness, it's Donald Trump. But then in court, he very much was slouching. This guy was correct.
In his first TV interview since the historic guilty verdict, Trump told Fox News that the prospect of a prison sentence doesn't faze him.
He says that now, but the guy is almost 80 years old and has lived a privileged life. He's going to say that because he wants to come off as tough and as an American and as a badass to his fans, but you know he's very much freaking out.
Prison sentence doesn't faze him.
I'm okay with it. I saw one of my lawyers the other day on television saying, oh, no, you don't want to do that to the president. I said, you don't beg for anything. I think it would be.
Also, I think it would give him some street cred with his voters if he did like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Tough for the public to take. You know, at a certain point, there's a breaking point.
He was also asked about the impact of the verdict on his wife, Melania.
Oh, she's so happy. You know, she's like, woohoo, please go to prison.
Verdict on his wife Melania, who was a no-show at the trial.
She's fine, but I think it's very hard for her. I mean, she's fine.
She's like, oh my God, if he can go to prison, I can literally bring in the pool boy.
But it's, you know, she has to read all this crap.
I love how he said if he were to go to prison, it would be hard for the American people. If him going to prison would literally affect you that much, I think you need to get a life. Mm-hmm. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, I see this next headline, and I grew up Roman Catholic. I don't want to sound too controversial, but I don't care. I despise the Roman Catholic Church. I actually think it's kind of a cult. And Pope Francis was seen saying a homophobic slur, and this openly gay priest in the UK says that it's okay. First of all, I never got why religious people were so against gay people. I think it's very controlling and creepy. And second of all, it doesn't surprise me one bit that the Pope would be homophobic.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Take it away, TMZ.
The Pope used a derogatory gay slur in a meeting with bishops, which sparked accusations of homophobia. But turns out the pontiff may have just been playing to the crowd. At least according to Father James Allison, who came on TMZ Live to offer a different perspective.
And I think the whole of this is a huge storm in a teacup.
And Jimmy is about to spill some tea himself, because the openly gay priest doesn't think Francis meant it in a negative way. He just...
How did he mean it in a positive way? It's a horrible word.
Felt comfortable saying it because...
The vast majority of the men in that room are gay. That's true with any bishop's conference meeting.
What?
That is quite the allegation. I've always wondered, like, there were a few priests I had growing up that were very much singing and were so dramatic. And you're like, oh, my goodness. And my one priest that confirmed me was actually caught doing some acts to a man in a car in the parking lot of a school and a park in Miami. The same priest that we had over for spaghetti in 2008, the poor guy was caught giving another priest some fun in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. Not at like a motel that they paid for, in the parking lot of a park at a school in Miami. What are you doing?
He said that the Pope already knows that they're gay because they live with him. So he said that he was just probably using the homophobic slur in like a lighthearted manner.
It was like...
Could you imagine like the Pope being like, oh, yeah. I don't even want to make a joke about the word, but I just can't even imagine. I mean, I can't imagine a Roman Catholic saying that, but I can't imagine like, I don't know. The whole priest thing really creeps me out.
Manner.
It was locker room talk among gay people.
So perhaps it wasn't meant to be derogatory. It was just a good old-fashioned kiki.
It makes much more sense than the puritanical, oh, the Pope has said a bad word. Think, oh, come on, girl.
But hold on, girl. What gives the Pope the right to drop the F-bomb in the first place?
It all depends on how well the Pope knows the bishops. It's like they're in on the joke.
Well, not everyone, because somebody ratted him out. Now, we're not...
Yeah, you know that one intern that despises the Pope was like, hey,
TMZ,
I have quite the headline for you.
Not sure why Father James thinks most bishops are gay, though have you seen the seminary lately?
Mm-hmm.
But there may be a logical explanation.
They can't touch women, they can't be around women, so they are only around men the only time. It's like when you go to jail.
Not sure that's...
Whatever. I have that saying, if I'm bored, you're bored, so we're going to move on. 856-49-HOPPY, that's 856-494-6773. So I played that video a few shows ago of that suspended license driver who zoomed in the court and then had to go to jail that night because he had a suspended license. And he says, hey, judge, how about a redo? Didn't mean to drive on a suspended license in front of you. Well, first of all, the funny part was the fact that he literally was doing something that was illegal, which is being on a Zoom call while, you know, driving. So he was already showing the judge a crime. And second of all, I don't know what he was thinking. And if you haven't seen the video, go to my Twitter, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, RyanHoppe Radio, to see it again. Just saying. Some people just don't think, you know. BurgerFi is increasing its prices again, which is a burger chain here in the U.S. And they're also facing bankruptcy. Honestly, the most amazing part about inflation has been that it has taught me to eat at home and to eat groceries, because everything has gone up so much. Honestly, we're kind of better off that way. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if you're listening on the radio, do not touch that radio dial. If you're listening on a smart device, keep listening. And if you're listening on the radio and you want to learn more about the show, go to every single major podcasting platform and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. All right. We will be right back on, what's the show called again? I just forgot. I just had dementia like Biden. Actually, I don't want to manifest that, but we'll be right back.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
I often say on this show that if you don't want to listen to the song that I'm playing, that you can skip forward 5 minutes, but trust me, it's worth it. Because we're setting this up as a morning show with music, with throwback hits and talk segments. So this song is from 2008. It's Mary J. Blige and Jay-Z. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
Turn me up a little bit. When that music World. Comes in, it gets loud.
Swizzy.
Yes. This is a You Heard That New World premiere.
Was on Roy, I've been hitting so long, and I'm a big-headed boy. Nah, we ain't on HGH, though I might pick up some weight when I'm running through your state. Nah, we ain't on the clear, we on the runway, and back-to-back live. Dismiss no more drama, and Barack Obama, rhymers feel honored. I put my life on these tracks, you act like y'all wanna pay me for the
fact. You get this?
Luckily, my therapy is bear my soul, I don't expect nothing back. You all welcome, long as you felt. I was gon' get mine, if you know where the hell I'm from. I'm from the bottom, so I do this from the diapers. Quick, fast, turn the Big Apple into cider. I do this, I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do this for the lifers. I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do it for the lifers. You welcome. See again, somebody so deadly via the pen. Viva Jovito Padino, Mui Bien. Big up to Biggie and Pac, I do it for them. Until I reach Khalik, I do it for him. Do it for those who can't do for self due to the pen. May these bars reach through your bar. And mine, when Mary sing, it heals your heart. Cause solely to stand still, you are. Love is a battlefield, we all get scars. I put my heart into this. This is much more than marketed music. The reason I gotta market to do this is people going through pain. I'm just walking
damn,
through
Monkey,
this.
Damn, where the hell you find this one?
This ain't no marketed music. People going through pain. I'm just talking to do it. Body feast, so I taught you how to fish and I let other niggas feed you.
For all of y'all keeping y'all in hell, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. You all are welcome, you all are welcome, you all are welcome.
Everybody's
box. Knock, knock, knock him out the box. Marry, knock him out the box. Knock, knock, knock him out the box.
Oh, yeah. Knock him out the box. This following segment has been brought to you by the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, being Westchaseprinting.com. Business cards, yard signs, posters, whatever the hell you need printed up, Westchaseprinting.com can do that. And at checkout and on the invoice, tell them that you heard about it on Happy Hour for a good deal.
You heard that new world premiere.
Well, it's not so much a world premiere since it's almost 20 years old. But that was You're Welcome by Mary J. Blige and Jay-Z. Also, go to fortifye.com, and that is the best nutrition company in all of the Bay Area. They got this pre and post workout called Fit Pro. It gives you the stamina and energy to work out. And trust me, I'm a man of my words when I tell you it also improves your love life because it gives you that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So at fortifeye.com, at checkout, use keyword RYAN20. I know the other websites are hoppy, but this one is RYAN20 to save 20% on the best products. All right. We're going to come back on Happy Hour and talk about Adele right after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Alright, what the hell is going on with Adele?
Drive, guys!
Extra long weekend.
What was that? Did you just say Pride sucks?
What?
Did you come to my f***ing show and just say that Pride sucks?
Adele not going on anyone as she defends Pride.
Are you f***ing stupid?
It all went down at the singer's Las Vegas residency show over the weekend as she talked about working at the start of Pride Month, which...
I guess people are saying that the person said work sucks. I don't know.
Kicked off June 1st.
Pride! Happy Pride to see yesterday's was the 31st of May, so I always base my weekends based on the Friday night show. No offense. Saturday's always better, don't get me wrong. But it's just, you know, Friday's basically the beginning of my week, you know, because...
Yeah, I think the person said work sucks, not pride sucks. I think everybody wants to hear what they want to hear.
That's when I work, basically. So it's sort of like the weekdays of my weekend, an extra long.
But at one point during her chat, an audience member yells,
extra long weekend.
But Adele, she thought he said pride sucks, which she strongly defended.
What was that? Did you just say pride sucks?
What?
Did you come to my show and just said it Pride sucks? Are you stupid? Don't be so ridiculous.
Yeah, Adele, a big supporter of the LGBTQIA+ community, went into full protective mode. But according to another fan who attended the show, the Grammy winner made a mistake. Clarifying on X, the guy actually says work sucks, not...
She was trying to be like woke and to try to be, you know, like a champion, which is fine, but... Nonsense. And I can't even imagine. I like Adele's music, but people are paying $750 for that. My goodness.
Not Pride sucks.
Shalom weekend.
But still, gotta love Adele for never hesitating to stand up for what's right.
No, there's nothing Adele.
All right. First of all, I can't play music on here because of copyright. And second of all, if I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on. 856-49-HOPPY. What's 856-494? 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhappyradio@gmail.com, and that's RyanHoppe. All right, what's going on with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck being Bennifer?
Oh, happy hot topic.
Jen and Ben were spotted out together yesterday, sharing this kiss on the cheek before watching Ben's son's basketball game. On Friday, J.Lo announced she was canceling her This Is Me live tour. But despite speculation, the cancellation is due to low ticket sales, according to Live Nation.
Yeah, I love how Jennifer Lopez, the narcissist she is, she's like, I need to spend time with my family. But then Live Nation's like, no. No one was buying your tickets. And actually, I love Jennifer Lopez's music. I love her latest music. The song Rebound is great, but I may be the one person that liked it.
J.Lo is instead taking time to be with her children, family, and close friends. Sharing the news in her On the J.Lo newsletter, J.Lo wrote, I'm completely heartsick and devastated about letting you down. Adding, please know that I wouldn't do this if I didn't feel that it was absolutely necessary.
Trust me, if there were low ticket sales, it doesn't sound like you were letting many people down.
Ben and Jen's relationship has been at the forefront of J.Lo's work recently, with both her This Is Me Now album and accompanying documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told, being centered around their romance. Ben got candid about their differences, acknowledging the catalyst to their 2003 breakup.
I had a very firm sense of boundaries initially around like the press. Getting back together, I said, listen, one of the things I don't want is a relationship on social media. And then I sort of realized it's not a fair thing to ask.
Yeah. That's not true at all, Ben. I've posted my exes, my last two girlfriends on social media. And then when the person goes away, everybody goes, where's your ex? And I wish them nothing but the best. But buddy, you're one of the most famous actors ever. You definitely deserve to have privacy.
We're just two people with kind of different approaches trying to learn to compromise.
They need to break up. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I saw this headline here, and I find this absolutely positively fascinating. So there has been controversy in the past about the amount of X-rated content that is on Twitter, and users are threatening to leave Elon Musk's platform after he officially allows adult entertainment on the website. And here's my thing, is I think if you're going to allow adult entertainment and you have kids on Twitter, they should probably have it be like an age range where it's like if you're under 18, you can't see it. I find Elon Musk to be absolutely positively annoying. I saw this meme the other day that I think perfectly describes my feelings towards him. It said that Elon Musk is the Kardashian for nerds. And I thought that was perfectly discussed. I thought that was perfectly said. Because he was basically just born into money and all these nerds bow down to him. And I'm not saying he's not smart, but he just seems like such a tool. Like, I never look at Elon Musk and I'm like, oh my goodness, is that somebody I want to hang around? I've never looked at him and gone, oh my goodness, that's somebody I want to be friends with. He just seems like kind of a pretentious guy. And also, I find Tesla drivers to be annoying because you know how you know someone drives a Tesla besides seeing them pull up in it is they got to tell you they have a Tesla. Like, especially if you're in a rich neighborhood and people get their kids like a used Tesla from like 4 years ago, all the kids are like, I drive a Tesla. And it's not that I'm jealous that I don't have a Tesla or can't currently afford it. It's just cool. I'm so good with my Honda Accord. It drives well. It's got good surround sound inside. It's got good speakers. Sometimes I think I play the music a little too loud. And I'm so good with my ride. My midlife crisis ride at some point is going to be a Porsche Panamera. I've always wanted that car. But until then, I'm good with paying $40 for 350 miles on my car. I know the price of gas has gone up, and I hope it goes down someday. But I don't know. If Teslas is what you're into, that's completely fine. In life, it doesn't matter what you're into. We're all going to die. So if that makes you happy, having a Tesla, that's so cool. Talking on the radio and having this radio show and being heard in many cities, and that makes me happy as well. I want everybody to succeed in life. I believe that there is so much room at the top for everybody to succeed. I often think that if you want others to fail, that there's something inside of you that makes you absolutely miserable. And if you get happy by seeing other people not succeed, that's a little creepy. You're not somebody I want to hang out with. You're not a good vibe. Hopefully my rant just helped you view things differently. All right, here's the deal. Here's what we are going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. So if you're listening on the radio, do not touch that dial. Keep listening to this great radio station. If you want to hear more of my show, search up Poppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. If you're listening on the smart device that you're listening on, I appreciate you listening to Hoppy Hour. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Snapchat me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and that's R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E. And also, you can follow me on Facebook. I have a public profile where we can either be friends, but I'm 50 slots away from being completely full. So follow me there. As I say, I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I always shoot to entertain my audience. That's all I care about. All right. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour. Do not touch that radio dial or that smart device. However the hell you're listening to...
RyanHoppyRadio.com. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Alrighty. Like I say, if you don't feel like listening to this song, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 45 seconds. But here is Da Backwoods with You're Gonna Love Me featuring Milwaukee Black.
Heavyweight in the game, froze with the earlobes, heavyweight in my chain, yeah. Hitting the game where you niggas be slacking, got the drove for the low, that's what my niggas be sacking, my shell toes, pedal Chevys and bowls, white letters on the cutlass with my hog and it flows, I'm riding through Oakhurst, coated like Starburst, candy paint glisten, looking greasy like Brockwurst. The dude on my jersey is gray and deceased, you rested in peace, for snitching to Decatur police. Serving niggas with a ghetto subpoena. Got that 8-town stuffing back in Phillips Arena. I'm passing hoes like election plates. And keep a broad on my squad who won't Section 8. Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah, okay. They gon' love him after this one, shout for real, man. All my trap niggas, it's road smokers. Deep in strippers, stay focused. Pussy popping and rolling. Cause all I wear is hats with A's. Shopping at Ralph's with white tees, Cartier's. Yeah. Jeans creased up, straight out the cleaners. Watch my George Jefferson straighten my southern demeanor. When they see me, when I speak my slang, everybody wanna know my name. I was born in Atlanta, raised in Decatur, where we push till the sabers and blow like inhalers. Say he kinda skinny with a full-size Jimmy. Hey man, I got brows in different cities like gimme, gimme. They used to treat me like Irk of the Nerd. Now they flock when they see my LeBron's on the curb. Look here, see my upholstery, it got women approaching me. Some look like they too old for me. TV's hanging up. Appropriately.
It's Major Way, baby. I told you gonna love me, pimple. Yeah. When you see me in the six tray drop, and I tell you that the price of the work just dropped. Yeah. I let the thing go pop. I call Buddy round there, snitching off to the cops. Yeah. And the gang don't stop. Don't stop. You try to see my dope, you gonna see this folk. Get it? I'm 31 and my rapping is done. I got $1 million company to run. Yes.
Cause I smoke like you, on me to some blue. I buy them, lick them, split them, roll them just like you. Yeah. In double XL, murder dog, the source on vibes. I'm rolling stones and late model rise, homie. I'm grand hustling, disturbing the peace. I'm so deaf, putting organized noise in the street. Yeah, I'm smoking earth tones, chong and cheek. You beat your meat at home while I bone you, freak. Oh, told you, you gon' love me. Yeah,
it's the backwoods slapping through your back. We got them things that'll make Shaq act good. Known to put them shiny things on the lack. Known to do a little dance if they act good. It's the backwoods slapping through your back. We got them things that'll make Shaq act good. Known to put them
shiny things on the leg. Jewelers known to do a little dance if they yak. Jewelers.
All right, enough of that. 856-49-HOPPY. What's up?
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Guess what?
Ryan Hoppy is really 6'8" and a half, but he rounds up to 6'9" for the dating apps. Get it? Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
All righty. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. It is the best, and I mean the best boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area. What else? I'm thinking here. This is also being brought to you by Fortify.com, F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20. And that's about it for right now.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour. Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
And now for something completely different.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into. If you're listening on the radio and this is your first time hearing me, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is my award-winning podcast where I talk about celebrity news, dating, and just sometimes I get a little naughty, but it's clean for the radio. And if you've been listening for the last hour and 18 minutes on this podcast, I appreciate it. So, Angel Reese, who plays for the Chicago Sky in the WNBA, she's known as the player that kind of did those hand motions to Caitlin Clark in the championship game last year. And she claims that she deserves credit, that she's the other reason that the WNBA is popular. And that may be kind of true. But here's the thing, Angel Reese. The only reason you're famous is because you trolled Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is the Stephen Curry, the Michael Jordan, the Kobe Bryant, the LeBron James of the league. And everybody else that talks about her and that messes with her, what you are doing is you're riding off of her clout. Just saying. It says here, Angel Reese wants people to put respect on her name. The star Chicago Sky rookie feels she deserves credit for making the WNBA popular, not just Clark. Reese's remarks come just days after her first game against Clark, which definitely wasn't without controversy as her teammate Kennedy Carter took a cheap shot at the number one overall pick, including a flagrant foul after the game and a bunch of criticism. This isn't the only one directed. The ire, rather, wasn't only directed at Carter. Angel also had her fair share for her reaction to the foul. She was celebrating on the side. It all started from the national championship game, she said. I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. She says she will always be the bad guy, and she's okay with that. I'll take that role because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never think to talk about when it comes to women's basketball. But Reese, the number 7 overall pick, wants to make sure everybody knows the popularity is not just because of Clark, like many people have said. It's because of me too, and I want you to realize that it's not just one person. I love how she's making it about her. Like what she should have said is about all of us as a collective effort bringing women's sports to life. Trust me. If you are as amazing as you say you are, if you are as great as you say you are, Angel Reese, you don't have to tell people that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you hear about these people. And they tell you how amazing they are. If you are that amazing, you don't have to tell people. All right. Here is a clip of Kennedy Carter, the girl that elbowed Caitlin Clark the other day. Here's the clip from TMZ Sports.
What was that moment between you and
Caitlin? I think at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. Now that it's another day, I kind of
I'm not going to even play that because that might be the worst sound of all time. How does the WNBA not have proper microphones? I swear. Here's what it's going to do. Here's how I'm going to do this. I'm just going to read the quote. She says, I think at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete no matter what and no matter who's in front of me. Heat of the moment play. It's basketball. It's all hoops. No, elbowing Caitlin Clark to the ground is not hoops. That is a dirty play. If Draymond Green would have done that in the NBA, he would have been suspended. The WNBA has this witch hunt for Caitlin Clark. It's ridiculous. But going back to this microphone, listen to this.
Now I can answer your questions.
If you listen to a post-game conference of the NBA, they got proper microphones. I swear to gosh, the WNBA is just doing it to itself. It's absolutely positively insane. There's that Big Three League, which is full of a lot of washed up players. They used to play in the NBA. A lot of them are like shooters, like shooting guards. Like Joe Johnson was in that league, and I believe he should be a Hall of Famer, and it's run by Ice Cube. And they gave that offer to Caitlin Clark for $5 million, and she took it down. I think, honestly, she should have taken it because she's going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, not WNBA. Like, I think it's going to work for her in the WNBA, but let's say it doesn't. She's going to make the Hall of Fame anyway, and they would have respected her more, but what do I know? 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And then, of course, Brittany Mahomes, the wife of Patrick Mahomes, had to make it about her.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Brittany Mahomes has Caitlin Clark's back. The Sports Illustrated model takes to Instagram to share a message of support for rookie Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark. The post comes after Caitlin was pushed to the ground by an opponent during a game between the Fever.
I love how Brittany Mahomes has to speak up. Like, oh man, because Brittany Mahomes spoke up, we can all now live our lives. Ugh.
And the Chicago Sky on June 1st. The day after, Brittany had some encouraging words on her Instagram stories, writing, at Caitlin Clark 22, keep doing your thing. You're a baller, and it's incredible to see what you're doing for the game and women's sports.
I mean, that is a good message. I'm a pretty woke person, and I'm glad women's sports is doing good.
Brittany's support came the same day the Associated Press reported that the WNBA reviewed the foul against Caitlin again and upgraded it to a flagrant one violation.
Think about it. Think about how crazy this is. No one ever talked about women's sports before, and now we're talking about it every day. This is a beautiful thing, and I'm not saying that to be fake woke. I really believe it.
The former soccer player who shares three-year-old daughter Sterling and one-and-a-half-year-old son Patrick Bronze Mahomes III with her NFL star husband Patrick Mahomes reveals how she managed to show up feeling confident for her Sports Illustrated swimsuit photo shoot after being given...
As annoying as Brittany Mahomes is, and I know she doesn't mean to be, but man, she is beautiful.
Literally a week's notice to prepare. Brittany shares in a May 30th Instagram post, I always preach that staying consistent in the gym and fueling my body well is what helps me be the best version of myself year-round, not just during swimsuit season.
Here's the thing, by the way, is the interesting part is it's showing Brittany Mahomes working out. And honestly, I've been working out the last 3-4 weeks. And if you feel like you're in a bad mood a lot, trust me, I'm telling you, working out is such an amazing feeling. And don't compare yourself to other people in the gym. If you feel like you're not sure what you're doing, just take it second by second. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, work on yourself. Don't worry about what others say. Because I've been swimming and lifting, and I feel so much better about myself. And before we go to break, another thing about Caitlin Clark. I'm not going to play the clip, but Pat McAfee, who's on ESPN, he was doing a rant about Caitlin Clark kind of defending her, and he called her a white bitch. And the thing is, I think he was saying it in third person, talking about the other players hating on her, because he said, and then you have this white bitch taking over the league or whatever. He said something to that fact, and he said he was sorry to Caitlin Clark and that she accepted his apology, and everybody was trying to cancel him. All his haters came out. And number one, it's like, first of all, I don't think he has anything malicious against her, especially since he interviewed her and gave her a good interview a month ago, and he's from Indiana and she plays for Indiana. And second of all, dude, this is why everybody was warning you about going to ESPN. It's a very woke network. You really can't swear. And I think he should have just kept doing his show online. I get that the money was there. I completely get it, but I think he should have tried to go for like a serious radio deal where he can swear more. I like Pat McAfee. I'm a fan of his show. I don't mind ESPN. I get that there's a reason why they have to be so clean. But I'm just telling you, like, Pat McAfee, why would you think saying white bitch on ESPN on a Disney-owned platform would work? I'm not sure. You weren't thinking. Hello, are you thinking? No, you weren't. All right. We have about 45 seconds left in this segment, so call me, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my website, ryanhoppyradio.com, and if you are listening on the radio, hi, how's it going? Good to hear. And if you're listening to this on a podcasting platform, I appreciate it. So if you're listening on the radio, do not touch that radio dial. If you're listening on a smart device, keep listening, as we will be right back on Hoppy Hour. After this, hang, guess what? On.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Like I say, because I have to tell you guys this, because there's times in the past I've played music and I can see how long people listen and then they tune out when I play a song. But I'm setting this up as a morning radio show with throwback hits and hip hop and talk segments. So I'm about to play Fresh by New World Hustle, which is a throwback from 2006. And a lot of the music that I play, they used to play on this thing called the B96 After Party, which was a mix show in Chicago that I used to tape and kind of helped me get into sound effects like this one that you love right here. But if for some reason you don't feel like listening to this great song, you can just skip forward 3 minutes.
Break it down like this. Break it down like this. You're gonna break it down like this. Break it down like this. I'm like, hold up, know what now? Millions in the folder, I show ya how. It's a soldier, I'm calling how. I'm spinning over, low what? Getting more bucks, dipping in the Porsche, force. Got my head tripping in this Porsche truck. And I'm skeet spitting to a bus. I'm a star, she ain't trying to get abortions. I'm fresh, falling to the death. 3-point range, following my steps. Lear, plane, calling from a jet. I could go from Rome to Guatemala in a sec. I spent $100 on the wrist, another $100 on the chain. I'm so, so fresh, money ain't a thing. No, he ain't Jermaine, but one up in the same. And the sun up in the blame, make it sunny in the rain.
My house is everything that comes out my mouth is. We D-O-U-G-I-E. We D-O-U-G-I-E. And my charm is, my chain is, necklace, my watch and my rings is. We D-O-U-G-I-E.
My flow so fresh like hot bread. And from a slice of the loaf I break bad. And if I want it that bad, I'll take that. A few people from a pad gon' hate that. Ain't that true? Big Dame and that's cool. DJ Smooth Killer, what you won't do? See, I'm the rude boy of the big thing dollar. Spit shiny track, my flow and polish. Hydro, I got it. Blow old the chronic. Blow holes through the suckers that know who. Ever supposed to even take it to. Running their whole crew, make it work a stroll too. You see, you will lay with her. I just play with her. Give me an hour, homie, you can spend the day with her. You take a shot and spend your money just to stay with her. She on the knees, homie, I ain't about to pray with her.
My car is, my house is, everything that comes out my mouth is. We D-O-U-G-I-E, we D-O-U-G-I-E. And my charm is, my chain is, necklace, my watch and my rings is. We D-O-U-G-I-E, we D-O-U-G-I-E.
What's going on?
6 million, 7 million.
But you can see me in the hoodie, a beamer, either ride.
Got it.
Rolling with diamonds just shining off a cloak.
Makes sense.
Money grinding, know we balance in the mold.
What's going on?
Oh, it's all about the gold.
We're all getting paper. Why are you listening to Hoppy Hour? Alrighty. So since we are on the radio, I've had to clean up the show a little bit and reformat it.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this headline here, and this is what we're going to call, I don't like the word garbage time because it's negative words, but this is not going to be sent to the radio. Khloe Kardashian has a not-for-safe confession about her vagina.
I tend to have a larger puss. Like, when I'm fat, it gets fatter.
Khloe Kardashian's downstairs has been downsized.
Oh, yeah, with all the activity.
The Kardashian star reveals during the latest episode of the Hulu reality show that her body has been changing in more ways than one as she's lost weight.
Hot dog in the hallway.
Sharing that dropping pounds has affected her vagina, which she's affectionately called Camille the Camel for years.
Because doesn't everyone want a smaller puss? I tend to have a larger puss. Like, when I'm fat, it gets fatter.
What an image.
Because when I was fat, I had Camille. Now that I've been skinnier, Camille disappeared.
And that wasn't close.
Wow. You named your vagina. Classy. I would expect nothing less from the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe's only body feature she had to defend during the May 29th episode. The 34-year-old pushes back at mom Kris Jenner when the matriarch says she had no idea her daughter had such nice feet.
Like, the fact that you don't have worse feet is wild.
Worse feet? I have beautiful feet.
I know, you have beautiful feet.
I have feet that would go on OnlyFans and make a fortune, by the way.
Oh, people on OnlyFans show their feet?
Kris is like, I should be doing that.
Foot fetishes all around the world.
What?
And my mom, Courtney and Travis.
She's like, what do I know? I slept with O.J. Simpson.
Travis are probably the emperor and empress of foot fetishes, by the way. Mom, you know this.
No,
There's this comment. This basically happens to all of us. You're not original in this department. Wow. People are arguing over vaginas. That's the perfect way to describe the internet in 2024.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Eight, 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We got some more celebrity news to get into. We got Rebel Wilson, we got Will and Jada Smith, and much more right now.
Hot topic.
Take it away, Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson is slamming the idea that only gay actors can play gay roles.
That's true. I mean, what about the movie Brokeback Mountain?
Rebel is opening up about her belief that actors should be able to play straight or gay roles no matter their sexuality. During the latest episode of BBC Radio 4's Desert Island Discs, Rebel...
I love BBC Radio, by the way.
...was asked by host Lauren Laverne whether she thinks women can, quote, get away with different things to men when it comes to more edgy jokes. The Pitch Perfect star says, quote, I've definitely said a lot of edgy jokes and said them sometimes in very public places like the BAFTAs.
Wow. I don't even know what a BAFTAs is.
She continues, I don't think there's a different standard. It's more this thing about, if you are something, then now you are allowed to joke about it. So say, if you are overweight, you can say jokes. But if you're not, that's kind of what's currently happening. So it's not really gendered.
Leave it to Rebel Wilson to be the voice of reason.
While discussing whether she sees that as a positive or negative thing, Rebel says, quote, I think that's hard. It's going into this territory of like saying, well, only straight actors can play straight roles, and gay actors can play gay roles, which I think is total nonsense.
Hell yeah. Rebel Wilson, the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
She adds, I think you should be able to play any role that you want. But I always think in comedy, your job is to always flirt with that line of what's acceptable. Sometimes you do step over it.
Honestly, I feel like anything should be joked about, but that's a debate for another day.
But at the end of the day, you are trying to entertain people.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. I have that saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on.
Oh, Happy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with Will and Jada Smith?
Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith step out on the red carpet together. Just 7 months after Jada confirmed the couple had been separated since 2016, the duo make an appearance together at the Bad Boys Ride or Die premiere in Hollywood, California on May 30th. The former couple were accompanied by their children, Jaden Smith and Willow Smith, as well as Will's...
That's weird. The former couple, I thought they were still together. Oh, I guess they did separate.
Son Trey Smith, whom he shares with Shiri Zampino. Jada's mom, Adrienne Banfield Norris, was also along for the family outing.
Man, that is a toxic family.
And the Pinkett Smith family was dressed to impress, with Will donning an all-black attire, including flared pants and a blazer, with a pair of tinted shades. Meanwhile, Jada wore a sheer black striped gown with sandal heels, while her mom rocked a denim dress. Willow wore a plaid set with a matching long blazer, while Jaden wore jeans with a white button-down shirt and a black vest, complete with black shades.
Again, I have that saying, if I'm bored, you're bored. So they were seen together. Honestly, Will Smith might be the biggest simp of all time. I have this thing. I wish my ex is nothing but the best, but when I break up with somebody, I never speak to them again. It's crazy. And then you literally have, I don't even want to get into it. There's no point to get into it. But literally, if you are still talking to your ex, if you need to, that's toxic. It's never going to work. I don't even want to get into it. I wish X is nothing but the best. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I see this headline here. This is weird.
Story is like it's out of a soap opera. Mm-hmm. A woman who was believed to have died in hospice care was then found breathing at the funeral home. And just a short time ago, investigators confirmed that she now has officially passed away.
Oh. For the family, this has got to be an emotional roller coaster.
So awful.
Yeah. An investigation is going on now in Nebraska over the bizarre back and forth. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska appear stunned by the case of a woman who was thought to be dead, but was later found very much alive at a funeral home.
I've been doing this 31 years and nothing like this has ever gotten to this point before.
Yeah, it's literally something that the idea of being buried alive is frightening.
Police say the 74-year-old woman had been transported from a nursing home where she was pronounced dead yesterday. 2 hours later, a funeral home employee saw the woman breathing and called 911.
It really is scary. Think about the people that have been buried alive. I mean, it's so frightening.
A 74-year-old female that was believed to be deceased and brought here is now agonal breathing on the table.
Funeral home staff conducted CPR on the woman, and she was rushed to the hospital, where her family was told she's still alive. The sheriff's office is investigating, but no charges are pending.
I'm sure they'll look at, see if new protocols need to be made or if they were all followed.
Because the woman's death had been anticipated, the nursing home was not required to call authorities after pronouncing her dead. Rhiannon Alley, ABC News, New York.
Is that a mess? 856-49-HOPPY. We have a few minutes left. Amy Robach, who had that affair with TJ Holmes from Good Morning America, she says her life has hit rock bottom after having an affair. And I always find people that cheat to be fascinating because they're like, oh my God, my life went to crap afterwards. Yes, you broke the whole matrimony of marriage. And then the weirdest part was like a normal real life, not normal, but a real life version of Modern Family where their exes were then dating. The whole thing is just weird. But yeah, she's mad that her life is in shambles. Also, James Corden confronts a British Airways employee after a nightmarish flight from the Algarve to London is forced to stop in Lisbon, but fellow passengers insist he is in the right. Honestly, here's the thing. Is he just seems like such a pretentious person. I don't know if it's because of his fake laugh. He's got that Jimmy Fallon syndrome. Well, they both have fake laughs where they laugh at anything, but he just seems like such a bully. Like, he's known as not the nicest person. And if you're in the UK and you disagree with me, tweet at me, at Ryan Happy Radio. But I just think he's only famous because of his carpool karaoke. And if it wasn't for that, I mean, his show didn't really, I don't know, take off that much. He's just not funny. But I love when people yell at the flight attendants and the people working at the airline when it's not their fault that something went wrong. It really says a lot about you as a person if you yell at the people working at the airline. I've seen it before at airports, and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, I remember in Chicago in 2015, there was a snowstorm, and there, this dude was yelling at the flight attendant, like, I'm going to miss a funeral. Like, the flight attendant is in Mother Nature. They're not the reason there's snow. Ah, whatever. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. All right. Happy Hour is about to end. If you're listening to the show on the radio, thank you for listening. Keep listening to this exact radio station. But if you're listening on a podcasting platform, I appreciate you listening. I got a whole catalog of shows. I've interviewed people on radio, and I do this morning radio show mixed in a podcast. If you're listening on the radio and you want to learn more about me, I'm on all platforms by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. I'm at RyanHoppyRadio.com, at RyanHoppyRadio, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E Radio on Instagram, X, Snapchat, and my Facebook is R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E Radio. I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. So I appreciate you listening. This has been a lot of fun. Time really flies. If you've been listening to the full podcast, I've been speaking for an hour and 42 minutes. Crazy. Thanks to everybody at the Chill Room of Pinellas Park here in Florida for allowing me to record here. It's the best kava bar in all the Bay Area. And I'm running out of things to say, so goodbye.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.